It's Helping Hand, Fridays on All Things Considered, and then online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers support to those with disabilities or the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. We're starting 2 weeks of nonprofits supporting two of the most vulnerable animals on Earth. First up, elephants. The Save Elephant Foundation runs the Elephant Nature Park and is involved in other programs in Thailand to help captive elephants. Founder Lek Chilert has devoted her life to rescuing elderly, disabled, and abused elephants, forced to offer rides to tourists, do paintings, work in circuses, or even haul lumber. Lek buys the elephants and runs volunteer programs where you can help care for them, now no longer forced to work. There are lots of ways to help, too. Being a volunteer there, sponsoring animals, making blankets for the elephants, buying coffee and other souvenirs, or just spreading the word. It's a great pleasure to welcome the founder of Save Elephant Foundation and the Elephant Nature Park, Lek Chilert. Aloha and a big mahalo, Lek.
Thank you to invite me in your program.
My great pleasure. And explain the process of how you buy elderly, abused, and disabled captive elephants.
Yeah, at Elephant Nature Park, we have 70% of the elephant population there is old. We have 17 blind elephants.
Totally blind.
Completely blind. These elephants, they come from abuse. 80% of them arrive at our project with a huge mental problem. And so many come very weak. They never experience with the family. So we bring them and introduce them. But the first thing that is, we have to rehab them, make them forget about their past. We also have people question why we buy these old elephants when we know that they will come here and they will die. Some of them might stay a week, a month, a year. But we explain to people, I'd rather them to come and die at our project, die with dignity and freedom.
How many elephants do you have at Elephant Nature Park right now?
83 elephants.
How many other locations besides Elephant Nature Park do you have?
28 locations. That is, we help the other camp owner to open their own sanctuary, because most owners that we help, they used to work for circus and elephant riding. We put our model, educate them, invite them to come and learn about our project. We convince them to take the saddle off, work with elephant like our model, and the people can volunteer, use the money to sustain and protect elephant and environment.
How is the Save Elephant Foundation funded?
People come to visit our project. We have to be very careful to use the money. When the volunteer come and pay to stay with us, we use that money to look after elephant for medicine, pay for the local community to work with us.
So it's funded primarily through the volunteers.
Yes.
People listening might be surprised to know elephants are literally tortured into submission to be used by humans.
Yes. Elephant is very strong bond to each other. Their social life, they have mother, they have nanny, they have auntie, they have sister. Tourist industry need a baby elephant to be a spotlight of the business. So the baby elephant have taken away from the mother when they are very young. Many of the mother elephant, like one we have, the oldest elephant here, we rescued not long ago, she have 5 babies. She never have her baby more than 1 year. They take away her baby to sell to the circus. So when they arrive, they're desperate to have a baby. Human doesn't know that. We get entertained from the elephant and we maybe see elephant are so cute. And we expect to have them for our entertainment, but we don't learn that as much as we need. They need a family. So many business, when they use the baby elephant, I want the tourist to understand and investigate. Don't just think it's we on selfie with the baby, we happy.
You're saying that most tourists don't really know that when they're getting pictures with baby elephants in Thailand, some really bad stuff is going on.
Yes, the baby elephant is not happy. They miss their old mother. And the mother is broken heart. And I understand that so many people from around the world want to come touch elephant, to kiss elephant, but I just want everyone to understand these elephants, they have been touched by hand so many decades. Some elephant that we rescue, the past have 20 owners. They work nearly every job from logging to street baking to tourists to the circus to the elephant festival.
Well, a key part of your approach, the volunteer aspect. Talk about the ways that people can get involved.
Yeah, we focus more in education because we believe when volunteers stay with us, that education will make the impact. So many tourist industry, million people looking to come to ride elephant and see elephant circus in our country compared with the number of volunteers. So that's why we don't put the price up, because we want everyone can be able to come and learn and can bring the voice out to spread around the world and educate others. Don't use anymore to be the part of tourist entertainment.
Your approach also involves hiring from local communities and working patiently to convince elephant owners to participate in your programs.
Yeah, the people who do the elephant business, they don't like me much. Most animal rights people might say that they love animals, but they hate people. But it doesn't work with my philosophy, because if we want to help the animal, we have to forget about human politics. If I want to change them, I must become a friend with them. I have so many people who really doesn't like me at all for many years, and I bring them close and then I work with them, slowly change them. You know one thing about the business, the mainly that is people make business is the money. And if we know money is the answer, what we have to do, the animal happy, human happy, we have to be in the middle and bring them income. And that's why I work with the elephant circus people, I work with the street baking, I work with the locking people. Everyone can change by education. So I invite them to our project, and after that, start to show them, offer them, convince them, and let them change slowly, step by step.
You're showing them an alternate form of income so that they could make money with the elephant that does not involve any cruelty.
Yeah, that's correct. And it's win-win for both. Some owner, when they see the elephant rolling in the mud, swimming and happy, some of them full of the tear, and they said they never know that elephants have emotion. But after we show them the model, the way of their thinking are totally changed.
So when it comes to supporting you guys, in addition to making a contribution or visiting to be a volunteer, I know you've received blankets for the elephants from the Facebook group Blankets for Baby Rhinos. And if listeners wanted to make blankets and send them directly to you for your elephants, is that something people could do to help?
Yes. The thing would be the site 2.5 by 3.
You're saying people should make them 2.5 by 3 meters.
Yes.
People and businesses can sponsor elephants and programs that you have.
Yeah, that's correct.
Another way that people can support you is buying coffee. You guys involve the families of the elephant caretakers, or mahouts as they're called, in farming shade-grown coffee, which is also beneficial to the environment.
Yes, we support the local community, that is the mahout family. They do organic coffee.
ENP Coffee, it's called, as in Elephant Nature Park Coffee, and online at enpcoffee.com. The mobile medical mission that goes to the elephants in need, sort of like an ambulance, that's something else that could be sponsored.
Yeah, because so many camps, when the elephant's sick, we send our vet to go and visit and educate them. And also we have the program for the dog and cat. We neuter every area that we go. We help them for free in our mobile clinic. If anyone could help us with the medicine, the most expensive is the medicine. If any company would like to help and support us on that, we'll be very appreciated.
Let me give you the contact info where you can learn more, offer a donation, make travel reservations to be a volunteer or visit, inquire about sponsorships, making blankets for the elephants, buying souvenirs, or their ENP coffee. SaveElephant.org for the foundation, ElephantNaturePark.org for the park. For Americans seeking to make a tax-deductible donation, look for the link to do so through the Serengeti Foundation. Email them, info@SaveElephant.org. Find them on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, YouTube, TripAdvisor, and find the over 45-minute-long complete interview with Lex's fascinating story, plus all the contact details, some amazing videos, and all our previous Helping Hand guests at hawaiipublicradio.org. You've been very generous today. I'm really hoping to get there myself.
Please.
Anything else that you wanted to get out there, Lex?
Yeah, I would like to ask for all the tourists who listen to your radio, and please, if anyone come to Thailand, please don't support any business that use animal to entertain, because it's many animal are suffering. So many tourists that use animal, and it's a lot of program that tourists don't understand about that. But please think about that. Don't ride elephant or see elephant circus. Please don't support that, because it's animal are suffering behind. Please investigation before you spend the money.
It's been a huge honor to get to talk to Save Elephant Foundation and Elephant Nature Park founder Lex Chilert on behalf of all those elephants whose lives you've saved or made better. Thank you so much, Lex.
Thank you very much for your kind support to allow me to speak in your radio program. Thank you very much for Hawaii people. And thank you, Deb. I'm looking to see you soon.